For the last 10 years, Eurasia has hosted an international risk management conference. I'm joined by Nazim Toshinsky from Eurasia Insurance Company. How has your risk management helped you through the turmoil of the financial crisis?
The conference has brought together leading economists, politicians, and businessmen from all the 40 countries to develop solutions for the significant challenges to the global business community. Our exceptional risk management program has contributed to the development of Eurasia's profitability and capital levels to date. Eurasia was able to foresee the consequences of the financial turmoil and thought its enterprise risk management was able to secure its investments whilst at the same time increasing its returns. And the process with which it accepts risks allows us to master global financial crisis and the rush of catastrophe events well. We are confident that we are able to cope with any predictable losses because we have trust of our underwriters. If the insured sustains a loss, Eurasia always prepared to foot the bill. It's as simple as that.
Who are your clients in Kazakhstan and how do you invest?
We have a unique market position. Being the largest insurance company in Kazakhstan, Eurasia supports other insurance providers by selling them its reinsurance capacity. As for direct insurance, our main clients include oil and mining companies such as Egypt, Shell, ArcelorMittal and the NRC. Of course, we are doing some reinsurance for major Kazakh banks, HSBC for example. We prefer to write classical risks. As for investment issue, Eurasia invests in its clients with a first-class service.
A third of your business is from international reinsurance. How important is this?
Change in Eurasia's international business strategy came about in 2006 when Eurasia was the only company in Kazakhstan which received a rating from AM Best rating agency of B++. Since first writing inwards reinsurance business in 2004, from mainly Russia and member countries of the CIS, Eurasia now provides its reinsurance support on the risks allocated over the 130 countries worldwide. Eurasia is becoming a truly diversified global reinsurer. However, in balancing its worldwide portfolio, we still remain cautious about the risks. Our goal is to build a profitable portfolio. Eurasia recognized that a company does not grow because it is writing a big volumes of substandard business. Profitability for Eurasia comes before income. Eurasia strives to continue operating with economic autonomy. This means that Eurasia is able to finance its further growth solely with the self-generated profits. And it is dedicated to avoiding any financial imbalances which might need to contributions from shareholders.
What are the trends and challenges that you're currently facing within this sector?
Eurasia is building its inwards reinsurance portfolio based on strong relationship with major brokers through the practice of not running away from a risk if and when it proves to be unprofitable. We will sit down with the brokers and see them to offer underwriting guidance. Eurasia is always aware of the fact that the few local and overseas cedents are acting as the distributors of poorly priced business. It is ready to price this market properly by either declining their insurance or by proposing more realistic terms for the risk involved. It's imperative that Eurasia's underwriters are able to add value through leadership and so help to create a meaningful product. We are well aware of the new capital flowing into reinsurance market on the effects of overcapacity. This increased capacity will drop when the first major natural catastrophes occur. This has been borne out in previous reinsurance cycles.
And back to Kazakhstan, what are the current trends you're seeing in the market?
The non-life insurance segment in Kazakhstan achieved growth of around 20% in comparison with 2012. This was attributed to the growth of the Kazakh economy, existence of various compulsory insurances and the, of course, increased volumes of bank lending. The life segment is growing well too. However, I can't say this that this is a granny growth because its main driver, compulsory employer's liability. Having said that, in general, the insurance market is steadily growing in Kazakhstan, although I have to admit that insurance penetration is still low. In 2012, it was below 1%, so there is a potential of an untapped market for Kazakh insurance.
And finally, what is the future for Kazakhstan on the world stage?
Kazakhstan's strategic aspiration is to become a modern, diversified economy with a high value added and a high-tech component well integrated into the global economy. In 21 years, we have moved from a Soviet republic with no private sector to a sovereign state with a market economy ranked as one of the 10 fastest growing in the world. Our country's geographical and geopolitical positions have played a vital role in promoting the country's development. Located in the center of Eurasia, Kazakhstan is at the crossroads of the world's most ancient civilizations and trade routes. The development of Kazakhstan's economy is closely connected with integration into international relationships. Its unique reserves of energy and mineral resources, the vast possibilities of exporting industrial and agricultural products, optimum employment of country's transit potential, and the availability of highly qualified specialists. Kazakhstan is important to world energy markets because it has significant coal, oil and natural gas reserves. With sufficient export options, Kazakhstan could become one of the world's largest oil producers and exporters within the next decade.
Nazim, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Nazim Tulshinsky, Deputy CEO at Eurasia Insurance Company, many congratulations for receiving the World Finance Award for Best Non-Life Insurance Company, Kazakhstan 2013.
Thank you very much, Lenny. It's a great privilege to be here. And I would like to thank everybody in our offices. Guys, it's your award. Thank you.